of a slug.
Please remember to watch your language.
Look, I can't speak without swearing, and I've only got my grade 10, and I haven't had a cigarette since I've been arrested, and I'm ready to f***ing snap. So I'd like to make a request under the People's Freedom of Choices and Voices Act that I be able to smoke and swear in your courtroom. Because if I can't smoke and swear, I'm f***ed.
The following programming may contain content that some listeners find offensive. If you are sensitive to foul language or explicit content, please turn your radio the f*** off now.
Do you need someone to talk to? If you are seeking a listener who is non-judgmental, confidential, and familiar with resources, then a Speakeasy volunteer might be able to help you. AMS Speakeasy is a peer support service located in the North Concourse of the Sub. If you would like to speak to someone, come to the desk and tell a volunteer, or ring the doorbell located behind the desk.
Hello, you are listening to CITR 101.9. My name is Eric Coates, and I'm here with the few members of the Syrup Trap. Yes.
Hey, Eric, how's it going?
How's it going, Nick?
What's up, dude?
It's going really well. Nathan, don't interrupt me.
I'm sorry.
I love how that whole explicit content thing was going on there, just because
What's the opposite of explicit content, right? Implicit content.
We should have implicit content warnings.
I think this will be an implicit content sort of
situation. We're going to have both kinds of content.
All right.
What? Are we going to introduce ourselves?
Yeah.
Do you want to?
Let's go, you know, and let's say our favorite. Fact. Yeah.
All right.
What's the
our
fun
favorite
fact?
Mountain?
Okay, so.
Our favorite mountain.
Favorite mountain?
Favorite ice cream?
Yeah, what's something clever about favorite mountain? Favorite
okay. ice cream?
This is how we start every meeting, by the way.
Favorite CITR program.
Yes. I love it.
All right. So I'll start. Favorite mountain, favorite CITR program.
And favorite...
It's going to take way too long.
Yeah, this is too long.
Yeah, okay. So favorite... Okay, I'm Eric, as you heard. Favorite mountain is Mount Robson, highest mountain in the Rockies. And favorite program is my program, the Student Special Hour.
Nice. Okay, I'm Paul Bucci, and my favorite mountain is Mount Baker. There we go. And my favorite CITR program is Thunderbird Radio Hell, because that's the only one I know.
My name's Nathan.
No, I don't get stoned.
I think my favorite mountain is just, like, the mountain I have to climb that is my daily life and waking up. Just kind of the depression and the sadness you need to get over. And I'm gonna hand it to Eric's program.
Thanks, dude.
For my favorite. That's the only one I've ever heard.
I'm Alex. I don't have a favorite mountain, and I just heard about CITR today, so...
At least we're getting some awareness.
we're spreading the word.
I want to make clear I don't like radio, and also mountains scare me.
And I resent being here, by the way, guys.
Anyways, my name's Nick. My favorite mountain... is Mount Baker as well, because I'm unoriginal and it's near my house. And
stealing my ideas again,
Eric.
Nick.
What was the name of the program you loved?
The Student Special Hour.
I love the Student Special Hour.
Yeah.
This is such a bad topic.
We should have done that. Yeah. All right.
I didn't say that, did I?
All right. My name is Matt Muse. My favorite mountain is Mount Yumnuska, which is close to Calgary, where I'm from. And my favorite program is Discorder Radio. Shout out to Wade and CJ.
Nice. Also, near to Calgary? Like, how near to Calgary?
It's like an hour away.
Yeah.
Let's get into driving time.
Calgary all right. sounds like all a right. beautiful city.
So before we get into further topics, we're going to play one of our favorite songs, a theme song even, of the Syrup Trap.
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm.
It's the one that really speaks to us as a group and what we try to do here on campus, I think. Mm-hmm.
A
theme song.
Well, why don't I tell the story?
Anthem, if you will.
Is there a story behind this song?
Absolutely.
I feel like there is
a story.
I think
it's pretty self-explanatory.
Before this song,
we were nothing.
We hated each other.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
to tell
absolutely.
You the truth.
Yeah.
I actually really hated Nathan in particular.
Yeah, he did.
All of us did.
Just
yeah.
a cocky...
No, what a shithead.
Yeah.
Shithead.
I know, I stuck. Just, I still kind of sucked.
No, he just wasn't talented, and I just really didn't like him. But then he played this song at one of our meetings.
And it changed everything.
It changed everything, really.
Well, I mean, he's still not talented, but
it changed everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so... we'll let the song speak for itself. It's Strangers Like Me by Phil Collins.
So close and yet so far.
And that was our theme song. I hope everyone enjoyed.
We just make it seem like we've been like having some crazy conversation. And that's not a... That's no Phil Collins. That's my wife.
classic name.
I was making them laugh very hard during the break. Ooh. Wish you guys could have heard it.
Yeah, that's talented Nathan. Just kidding, man.
I resent the fact that you guys laugh at that.
So, I heard, we have some advice.
Let's talk about marriage troubles.
Yes.
Guys, what we thought we'd do with this part of the program is talk about something that affects a lot of students. No?
Yeah.
It does. I mean, and we kind of fancy ourselves as experts on marriage a little bit. So what we thought we'd do was talk about ways to save your marriage if it's not working out. So I think what we could do is just go around the room maybe. Paul, let's say that my marriage is suffering. Mm-hmm. What kind of tips do you have for me? How can I save my marriage?
Well, I mean, you want to start slow, right? If you have maybe like a jar up on the counter or something like that, and every day you just put a little bit in, you know, just a little bit more, and eventually, you don't even know it, you know, by the end of the month, you've got a good half a marriage right there. Yeah. And I would say just keep on doing this, and so you have a whole room full of jars. Right, and then you can put that in your pantry, and then just give it to your friends for maybe gifts for Christmas.
I mean,
Christmas
like if anyone out. Else's marriage is suffering,
yeah,
you can just,
exactly.
You know, here, just stop
hey,
a jar for you.
This is like a Christmas special, you know. Mm-hmm. You can already
great gift idea, just a jar.
Great
of
gift idea.
It's about family. It's about community. It's about love. Right.
There was a scene in The Aviator with this, wasn't there?
Yeah, that's essentially what he started off as. Yeah, he's sort of an innovator in marriage-saving techniques, I would say.
He is.
Yeah, not only did he build airplanes, but he built marriages from the ground up. He streamlined them, he took out all the rivets, and he kept them in tiny little jars.
Speaking of movies that save marriages...
Mm-hmm.
White House Down.
White House Down! Alex, tell us about how White House Down... What did that do for that person's marriage? Yeah. What, you were saying something earlier?
Well, I was feeling really depressed a little while ago. Me and my wife, just the spark had gone out of it. It was like Nathan's talent, where it just wasn't there anymore. And then we went and saw this movie, White House Down.
What? White House Down? Is that the title?
White House Down.
They're really not doing a good job of promoting that film.
No, they're really not. No. White House Down, it's in theaters now.
Mm-hmm. Is it? Which theater?
It's in those little independent theaters.
Yeah, right? it's a little art house movie.
Little art house film.
It's about a normal guy who Chans Tates just like us.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes...
Jesus, Nathan, stop laughing so much.
I don't want
the mood here.
I don't want to spoil the movie for anyone, but
if you've seen Olympus Has Fallen,
it's like that, but good.
especially for your marriage.
Especially for your marriage. When me and my wife left that theater, it was like we were in love again. It wasn't like we stood in our kitchen and screamed at our children.
We just talked about the plot lines of. What was the film again?
White House Down.
Alright, I got something. I got a tip. This is something that I like to do, and it's something that me and my wife have kind of been implementing a lot. It's, okay, you go to the grocery store, right? You go maybe once a week, twice a week. You go through the aisles, you find food that you think might be good for different meals, breakfast, lunch, dinner. You just kind of put it in a cart, you purchase the goods, and then there you go. You've stocked it for the whole week. Mm-hmm. And I find it's really useful because you have food now that you can be eating over like a certain increment of time. Sometimes you need to be more if you don't stock up as much. Say you went, so you didn't buy as many goods. You could go like every day, but you can also go maybe once a month if you spend a lot. Yeah, you have to watch it though because the food gets bad.
If you really want to save your marriage, there's Costco, right?
Exactly, and there's these different stores, and I find it's been really useful. It's keeping us well fed, and I find that if we're eating. Then
okay, great tip, Nathan.
People make such a big deal about marriage, but sometimes it can be just as simple as like I love people like you, Nathan, who just get right to the core of the problem.
Exactly.
Yeah.
People
that's...
make mountains out of molehills.
Exactly. Well, another thing I've been looking at is like you go to IKEA, right? Where do you want to sleep? Where do you want to sleep at night when you're with your wife?
IKEA furniture.
Exactly. You probably want to sleep on a bed, right? A lot of people don't think about this.
Mm. No.
You go to the store, you get a bed, it comes unmade, you put it together.
That's amazing.
That's a thing on its own, right? You're making a bed, and then there you have some more sleep at night. You don't have an empty room anymore. Wow. Yeah. It's like a lot of places.
Been doing wrong all these years?
Yeah. Exactly. Oh, I think that's something that a lot of people don't. Another place is like, if you don't have a house, that's a good thing for your marriage, I think, is if you have a communal living space.
I just want to go back to this this whole going to that place with the food in the aisles. You know, mm-hmm. I found that if I don't go to these places, I get very depressed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I think so, too. I think that's a big problem. We found a lot of arguments about, well, what are we going to eat? Mm-hmm. Well, we haven't gone back there lately, and I feel like that was a lot of the root of our problems. Mm-hmm. But we are divorced now.
Which is sometimes and can be good for your marriage, honestly.
Exactly. It can be good for your marriage if you get divorced.
Yeah, I mean, once in a
that's
while.
Probably the best cure. It works for 50% of marriages. So
I think we can all agree.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's just all about the basics. A lot of people forget these things.
Yeah.
But no, I completely agree.
All right. So we're going to play another song by the Modern Lovers called Pablo Picasso. Here it is.
Okay, I was gonna...
Well, some people try to pick up girls and get called asshole. This never happened to Pablo Picasso. He could walk down your street, could not resist the stare, and so Pablo Picasso was never called an asshole. Pablo Picasso never got called an asshole, not like you. All right. Well, he was only 5'3", but girls could not resist the stare. Pablo Picasso never got called an asshole, not in New York.
Hello.
Oh,
Welcome. Well, I didn't see you there.
Well, hello.
So you're not classically
that's
trained.
That's the radio, buddy. You don't see anyone.
That's why Nathan is.
Face for radio.
Oh, yeah. I should mention, if anybody wants to call in, the number is 604-822-2487. Oh, we have a call. Oh, boy. 1 second. Shit. Hello? Hello? Yeah. 1 second. You're on air. Are you on air? Hello? Gosh, that didn't work.
Did we just get pocket dialed?
All right. We got pocket dialed.
Let's try that again.
Anyway.
So how about those Canucks?
Was it Johnny's voice? Okay, guys.
I don't know who called.
Like we have something to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
We've been meaning to talk about this for a while. But
is it hydration or is it snow flame?
It's snow flame.
Mm-hmm.
We've been meaning to make this a thing for a while.
We wanted to talk to our listeners about snow flame. Snow flame is he's a villain from the DC Comics universe. He appeared in the late 80s in a few issues of the New Guardians series. And basically what he is he is he's a supervillain whose superpower is he does cocaine and he becomes indestructible. Or not indestructible, but his superpower is he does cocaine. And are we getting a caller?
Yeah, I'm trying.
Oh, man.
Just keep on
describing Snowflame?
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Yeah, so
basically, Snowflame is insane.
Yeah, can I just interrupt to say that we're not making any of this up?
No, Snowflame is a real DC villain. Yeah, he's a person whose special power is he does cocaine, and that's his power. He becomes this godlike creature. Here's a quote from Snowflame. This is kind of his call. I am Snowflame. Every cell of my being burns with white-hot ecstasy. Cocaine is my god, and I am the human instrument of its will. So this is a real villain.
This is a real... Yeah, we're not, like... Yeah, this is...
And I have a question, actually. Who are, like, the heroes that are trying to conquer him?
I actually have no idea. That's as far as I've gotten.
Oh, and the research.
Reading about Snowflame, actually reading about
because that was
right
a pretty
now.
Good that was a pretty good question. I just added.
Sounds more like a hero to me. I mean,
hello.
He does sound more like a hero. Are we getting a caller or what?
I'm trying to wear
someone. Okay.
You know, I love these little technical difficulties. Okay, just kind of come together. It's very fun.
It's like we didn't plan any of this at all.
So
yeah,
it's kind of like
really
we're just
gives the whole show a natural feel.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm.
It's like I just showed up to a meeting and was told to come to the radio.
Yeah.
Okay, you're on air. Apparently, I can't. Oh, hello?
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 Still here.
Oh! Hey!
There we go.
So
guys, this whole student radio thing, I don't think it's going to work out.
No.
You're not very good at it.
No.
Thanks. Thank you.
I mean, mostly normally, Nathan's not very good at it.
So,
I think the rest of us are doing
normally
it.
Normally,
that
would be a joke, but yeah.
Anyone who tuned in right now would have no idea what's going on.
Yeah, that's the point, man.
Well, fortunately, nobody's tuned in.
Oh. Besides you, what are you up to on a
Monday
night?
Do you have a question for the panel caller?
Yeah, one at a time. What are we doing here, guys?
What
Did somebody want to introduce me to
caller? What's your name, by the way?
Who
are
you? Guys are even.
We've introduced ourselves.
We've introduced ourselves. You
Where
just weren't
you
listening.
Been?
Well, I just picked up on the last song, and I have no idea who you are.
Well, we have no idea who you are. Who are you?
I'm Johnny Wakefield.
Okay.
You guys are the Syrup Trap.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Correct.
He's trying to get
and
his tips.
I was told to call up at this time.
Yeah, look at this guy who's not even on the radio. I'm trying to get his tips.
Well, Johnny, do you have a question for
us? He wants
us
to be like, once again, you're listening to the Syrup Trap. You're back.
So
that's what I need.
That's what you're going for, right?
Bumpers.
Yeah, a little bumper. Okay.
Yeah.
Just like Snowflame. He did a little bit of bumpers.
He did a little bit of
bumpers. Yeah.
That's a really good joke, Paul.
Thank you. So guys, what's going on?
That's the kind of stuff that you can see.
Is that your question? What's going on?
No, what's going on with you? What are you up to right now, man?
I'm just at home.
Oh, okay.
Filling out some job applications.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
man. I hear you.
Where at?
Yeah.
Where at?
The economy, am I right?
Yeah, the economy.
That economy.
2008, brother.
Now, if you don't mind, if we get a little
personal.
if you don't mind, if we get a little personal for a second, if we could ask you a question, how's your marriage doing?
Johnny,
better than the economy.
Oh, I like how we find the concept of marriage. It, like,
guys, we're really connecting the young people with these.
Johnny, so we've been all going around and giving each other tips on how to preserve our marriages, and we're just wondering if you have anything in your life that you do with your wife to, you know, make sure that things are fresh and interesting and to stave off that old specter of divorce.
Yeah, that is a big one. Not only divorce, but just kind of staring into the, you know, kind of existential void that being older than 22.
We're talking about marriage, man.
What do I do? What do I do to stave off that specter?
Have you seen White House Down?
Communication. Things like that, you know.
Johnny, have you seen...
Say communication already?
Johnny, have you seen White House Down?
Or just any Roland Emmerich film?
No, I don't know what that is.
Alex swears by White House Down when it comes to fixing marriages. It's just this old wives' remedy.
I personally believe that just marriage is an old wives' tale. Mm-hmm. On its own. Because mm-hmm. my wife's my tail. Like,
that's just awful.
That you was have good. To leave the room now.
That was good, though. You make...
So Johnny, do you have anything to say about Snowflame?
I think you guys covered most of the bases.
Well, is there anything that intrigues you about Snowflame? Where would you rank him in terms of your favorite DC villains? Is Snowflame an important character in the DC universe?
Well, my understanding is he was around for like 2 issues and then was abruptly canceled, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
where?
Because I just think there had to be a meeting at some point where somebody pitched that, mm-hmm. and then like presumably several people were then like, okay, that's a
yeah,
good
they,
idea.
They're all just
that's
really high on cocaine.
Work on. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They're all just like, yeah, man, let's get mm-hmm. Snowflame going. And
not
then...
just the people in this room, but illustrators.
So,
and
yeah, there's so many people that went into making these comics.
People
so
who run the comic book press. They're all gonna. They made that idea into this physical thing.
So
a lot of people said yes to the idea of a cocaine villain.
So we're trying to bring Snowflame back. And if you want to help out by doing that, you should check out the Syrup Trap website, Twitter, Facebook, etc., Tumblr. Do you guys have the addresses for
that? Yeah, we have the addresses. The website address is syruptrap.ca. The Twitter is syruptrap, no underscores.
And the Tumblr is 4253.
No, that's the old one. The Tumblr is syrup-trap.tumblr.com. And
you took the no space one.
The which one?
Who has the Tumblr that doesn't
have
it?
I don't know. I took that one. I made an old one and I forgot the password. So it's actually still there. Syruptrap.tumblr.com is still there.
All right.
Follow that one just to make it sad.
Cool. And on Facebook, it's just Syrup Trap.
Just search Syrup Trap.
And what do we do on these websites?
What do we do on the website? We publish a humor magazine.
Well, time's up.
Oh, no.
Thanks for calling, Johnny.
All right, thanks, guys. Have a good night.
You too.
You too, Johnny.
Peace.
Now we have the weightlifting club, I think, with Ryan and John hosting, and yeah.
The Syrup Trap will be staying behind for that conversation as well.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be joining them.
Yeah.
Yes, we will not. Okay. Enjoy.
Sea salt, malt vinegar, newspaper wrapping, red sauce, tartar sauce, brown sauce.